All right, and this is Tim for Capes and Scouts Podcast, and with me I have Dan Panosian. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, perfectly pronounced.
It took effort. I'm so bad at I'm just always butchering names. But how you feeling? How's New York treating you today?
It's pretty good. I love this. I used to live here, and it's always fun to come back. My in-laws live here, and I think I might be one of the few people that like my in-laws, so it's nice.
Well, that's always good to hear.
Yeah. They feed me well, and
That's where it is.
Exactly.
So you have your Drink and Draw YouTube show that's been going red hot for a while now. Have you been enjoying that?
Oh, I love it. Dave and I have a great time, and it is like perfect timing for all these YouTube things. So we have great guests. Joe Quesada joined up with Dave and Jeff and I, and Joe brings in a lot of interesting people, and you know, he's obviously well meshed into the whole comic book scene, so his stories are great. And I've known Joe for basically my entire comic book career, so it's nice to get reunited with him and then be able to spend time with Dave and Jeff.
Are there any guests that you're dying to have on? I mean, the YouTube show is relatively new in that respect.
We only have 29 episodes so far, so it is pretty new, and we don't really do any advertising besides Twitter and some Facebook group stuff. But we will eventually have Brian Bendis on there. That's our. We always tease the audience with that, and Brian calls in, and we're not going to put him on, but he'll eventually be on there, so we're happy. And, we want to get some more Hollywood people in. Let's see who else. I mean, I think we're going to talk to Sean Murphy about coming in. Maybe he'll say something, get himself in trouble, ideally.
That's always fun with Sean Murphy.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good at it. I don't think Sean never has any regrets. If he says it, he owns it. That's what I like about him.
Yeah, you got to own it. At some point, you got to own it, right? So I really enjoyed Slots. I thought Slots was great. Is that your baby?
Oh yeah, I mean that was a true labor of love, and I've been doing this since high school, and that is the most fun I've ever had drawing or writing. It just, if everything could be like that, that is truly a dream job at that point. Yeah, and I love those characters and that world. I love Las Vegas and that seedy underbelly side of the city that isn't. I mean, I guess Vegas can be pretty seedy no matter where you go, but
sure,
Downtown is both charming and seedy.
Yeah, you can find it if you want.
Yeah.
And you're into the fight world as well, right?
Yeah. No, I love MMA. I love boxing. I grew up with that stuff because of my dad. So, yeah, I kind of married all the things I like. Drinking, gorgeous women, boxing, MMA. How could I not? If I didn't enjoy doing that book, there'd be something wrong with me.
I wanted to ask you, because you have been doing this for a little while. What is, like, one of the biggest, what's the book that people bring to you the most? Because I know you did, like, Uncanny X-Men 300, like, big shiny cover. Do people bring you, like, that book a lot? Or
there's a, I think it's issue 325 or 315 of X-Men. It's a wraparound cover with John Romita Jr. And that cover, I'm always kind of happy with it because I dipped a banana peel into ink to kind of ink some of Magneto's helmet. So I always have fond memories of, like, oh, I'm such an artiste. I'm using anything. And, I might as well. Oh, speaking of the devil, here's Joe Quesada, part of the Drink and Draw. He's shelling out money.
Uh-oh.
It's going to cost more than that if you want a signature, buddy. How about you just take a book,
no,
Joe?
Yeah, I'll pay.
Yeah, ever. Ever in life. What if you buy me a beer and a half?
Buy a beer and a half.
Okay.
So which one is good?
Oh. This is the last copy of Slots.
What's that?
That's the last copy of Slots.
Sketchbook.
All right.
Slots. I'll buy Slots.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. I have to come to you.
I know, because I'd never give you one. I'd begrudgingly give you that copy.
It is much better than Dave.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the difference in the size.
Where is that?
You can fit, like, three Dave sketchbooks in my sketchbook. Dave is selling a pamphlet for the size of, you get the same. Look at that. We just love giving Dave shit. And even, I like that Joe is now joining in on it. It's fun. But I guess the most I sign is probably Profit, number one. I did, like, one page in a Harley thing that Jimmy Palmiotti wrote this amazing book where he got all his friends to do one page, and he kind of tailor-made each page for something they'd enjoy. So I drew, like, a 1960s sort of Mad Men-esque page with Harlequin Penguin and Joker, and he made it work somehow to fit in with all the other pages. The only thing I don't like is I'm sitting right across from Walt Simonson, so everyone's going to be staring at the Walt Simonson. And you go, oh, what's this over here? But, sir, what do they call those? First-class problems or high-class problems?
It's a good problem.
Yeah.
Walt's a good guy, right?
Yeah. And over here we have Bill Tucci.
I don't know why I said hello to you.
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Sorry.
You're good. Billy, this enriches the interview.
Yeah. This way you need video, too. Yeah.
I know.
Thanks.
I'm old school.
I'll see you later.
See you later.
Okay. Red or blue?
Good?
Yeah.
So as of late, you've done a lot of cover work. People may, if they're just getting into comics recently, really know you for that. You've done a ton of cover work. Is there any that you're most proud of? I know there was a Suicide Squad one you did where they did that foily gold over that. That looked really nice.
Thanks. I think my favorite recently is I did a Flash cover, and it was one of those covers that when I submitted the thumbnail, I thought, well, someone probably drew this already, but I haven't seen it yet. But it was basically the Flash, like, bent over, ready to start, almost like you were in a red... like a sprint, and it filled up the whole cover, and they let me put the logo where I wanted to put it and everything. So I think that one came out like the most iconic lately.
My favorite.
Your favorite? Awesome. Well, do you have any other new projects on the line?
Neither one of them have been officially announced, but I'm going to be doing writing a book at Boom, so keep an eye out for that. And I'm writing a new book at that new company called AWA, and they're also called Upshot. And I have an amazing artist who's drawing that. He's a very popular artist, and he's exceptionally talented. And if I wanted to be drawing the book, and then they told me who would be drawing it, I'm like, wow, it'll look better than if I ever drew it. He's so good. I'm so excited. I'm like a fanboy. Now I just hope this story matches how good of an artist he is. So excited. So those things, and then I got an upcoming thing at Image with a very popular writer. So some good stuff. I wish I could talk about all these things, but these companies like to announce them first, you know?
That's fine. That's fair. So everybody, some great things on the horizon, and you'll hear them soon, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
And
Joe's daughter just bonked him on the head. I had to enjoy that. Yeah. Thanks for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we're actually interviewing them?
Yeah.
Yes.
For what?
So that was the time you're supposed to build me up.
Build up your friend.